Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Only a week to go, Mr. Postmaster.
Gosh, you are right, Miss Message. And look, I think the mail's picked up a bit, don't you? See, here's a letter from Duane, and there's one from Temple, and
Well, don't keep me in suspense. Let's read them.
All right. As I said, Duane first. I'll read Duane's letter first. This is from Duane Mills, and Duane writes, "Dear Santa, I am 5 years old. I've been a very good boy this year. Will you please bring me a new bicycle? And he'd also like fiddlesticks and a Hulk pump-up muscle and a typewriter that writes and anything you think I might like." And Duane Mills goes on to say, "Please bring my teachers, Miss Hyde and Miss Walker, something nice, too. I will leave you milk and a cookie for you. Love, Duane Mills."
I've got a triple-header letter from the Norwoods for
really?
Santa. "Dear Santa," writes John Norwood, "I would like a racing car set named Speed Burner."
Ah, now I can hear you. Say that over again. I didn't have your microphone turned on. Go ahead.
"I would like a racing car set named Speed Burner and a BB gun. I will play with them very much, and I have tried to be as good as possible. Love, John Norwood."
Mm-hmm.
This one's from Debbie Norwood. "Dear Santa, I would like a typewriter and a sweet and lovable doll named Baby Alive. No matter if she isn't beautiful, I will always love and cuddle it. I have tried to be as good as possible. I love you, Santa. Love, Debbie Norwood."
And another Norwood there?
This time from Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
"Dear Santa, I would like a play television that shows pictures and a car that I can get in and ride, plus a tricycle, too. I also have been as good as possible. Thank you, Jeffrey Norwood."
I declare, those Norwoods, they just must have been the best children all year long. Bet those mother and daddy just didn't have any problem at all with them. It's really good. Good as possible. Well, here's a letter from Temple Ayler from Brightwood. And Temple has stuck a Santa Claus sticker at the top and a cute little reindeer fawn or something at the bottom here. "Dear Santa, I am really excited about Christmas. I am 4 years old, and I've tried to be a good girl this year. Please bring me a doll with blonde hair that cries real tears and a cash register with money," says Temple Ayler. "And please bring my older brother and sister something, too. I will leave you a ham sandwich and a glass of milk for you on the table. Merry Christmas. Love, Temple Ayler." And Temple has signed her name so nicely here. All right, Temple, I got your letter.
Here's a nicely typewritten letter from James L. Smith,
mm-hmm.
who lives in Orange. James Smith says, "Dear Santa, I wish that you would bring me a 10-speed bike and a stereo with two speakers and some games and lots of clothing and a new coat and a new pair of boots. Santa, please also bring me a typewriter, two boxes of candy canes, and a new TV set,
wow.
a radio, and a new CB radio.
Goodness.
Love, James L. Smith."
James wants a real electronic Christmas. Well, I expect that Sparky and her crew in the workshop there can handle some of those electronic requests for James Smith.
Of course.
Here's one written in red from Stephen Haney at Montford, Virginia, who writes, "Dear Santa, I hope you've had a good year. For Christmas, I would like a match car speed chase set, weights, a police car, and a Chips motorcycle. I would appreciate any clothes you might bring, too." And Stephen Haney goes on to say, "Please be good to all other boys and girls. I will leave you milk and cookies on the table. Thanks. Love, Stephen Haney of Montford, Virginia."
Oh.
Yeah, that's a nice bunch of letters this evening.
Sure were. You know, I was thinking, this post office looks kind of bare. Have you thought about getting a Christmas tree?
Well, you know, it does look bare, and it is getting about time for a tree, isn't it?
Yeah, and if we're going to enjoy it before Christmas, we better get it now.
Well, I tell you what, we'll solve this problem tomorrow. We'll meet early tomorrow afternoon, and we'll go and pick one out. The Kiwanis Club has a lot of them in the parking lot by the Orange Rescue Squad building.
Well, fine, I'll meet you there. Now, I guess we'd better pack up these letters for Sam.
Stevens, and don't forget Temple there,
and all the Norwoods.
You can get them all stuck in. Get them all back.
Yeah, that's it for tonight. Good night, Mr. Postmaster.
Good night, Miss Message, and so long until tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.